From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump, while in Japan during his first stop of his Asia tour, said the U.S. will never yield, waver, or falter in defense of the American people and their freedom.
History has proven over and over that the road of the tyrant is a steady march toward poverty, suffering, and servitude. But the path of strong nations and free people, certain of their values and confident in their futures, is a proven path toward prosperity and peace.
Mr. Trump will visit 5 countries and take part in the East Asia Summit and an ASEAN meeting. Saudi Arabia has intercepted a ballistic missile fired from Yemen and aimed at the King Khalid International Airport northeast of the capital Riyadh. Iran-backed Houthi fighters in Yemen have claimed the responsibility for that missile. The Saudis have been pursuing the Houthis aggressively. Dozens of people have been killed, many injured, after a car bomb exploded in the Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor. The attack targeted refugees from the violence who had gathered on the east side of the Euphrates River. Deir ez-Zor is one of 2 cities in which Syrian troops declared victory over the Islamic State on Friday. Saudi Arabia's Gulf Affairs Minister says that he has confirmed information about a plot to kill the Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri. Hariri announced his resignation Saturday after delivering an attack on Iran and Hezbollah for creating discord in the country and across the region. Australia has turned down New Zealand's offer to accept 150 refugees from offshore detention centers in Nauru and Papua New Guinea. This is VOA News. Typhoon Damri has blasted Vietnam's south central coast, killing at least 12 people. Disaster officials say that the roofs of more than 1,000 homes have been blown off and uprooted trees and knocked down electricity poles. Damri is the strongest storm to hit the area in at least 16 years. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society says that it has, in fact, discovered several cases of fraud committed during the height of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa from the years 2014 to 2016. The outbreak killed more than 11,000 people, infected another 29,000 people, and cost more than $6 million in damages in its height when it's ravaged the countries of Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. In Sierra Leone, the Red Cross said it had found evidence of likely collusion between a bank and former Red Cross employees, which resulted in a $2.1 million loss. Again, Australia turning down New Zealand's offer to accept 150 refugees from offshore detention centers on Nauru and Papua New Guinea, but it is open to further consideration following a meeting between the country's leaders. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull agreed to this. New Zealand's new elected Prime Minister made her first official visit to Australia, discussing numerous issues, including immigration, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and this month's upcoming APEC summit in Vietnam. The former leader of Spain's Catalonia region, Carles Puigdemont, says that he is prepared to cooperate with Belgian authorities following the issuance of a European arrest warrant by Spanish authorities, who believe that Puigdemont and others committed crimes while pushing for Catalonia secession from Spain. Meantime, several thousand people marched in Spain's Basque country to protest the government's takeover of Catalonia. The Basque region in northern Spain has its own separatist movement, one with decades long of history of armed conflict and violence. Dozens of people have been killed, many injured, after a car bomb exploded in the city of Deir ez-Zor. The attack targeted refugees from the violence who had gathered on the east side of the Euphrates River. Deir ez-Zor is one of 2 cities in which Syrian troops declared victory over the Islamic State on Friday. You can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.